So Spoken was really, I say, like my love story to my daughter, but it was an idea that came to me when I thought about how much time managing food allergies took for my own daughter.
An estimated 15 million people in the United States live with food allergies. Of those, 5.9 million are children under the age of 18. Susie Holquist is the mother of a child with food allergies and took inspiration from her efforts to keep her daughter safe to create an app, Spoken.
My assistant asked me to buy Girl Scout cookies. I used to work on Wall Street. I used to manage public equities. She asked me, interrupted, and came in, asked if I would buy Girl Scout cookies. Of course, I wanted to say yes. It took about 15 minutes to evaluate it and then ultimately say yes. I had this epiphany that if everybody with food allergies did the same thing, we were spending 4 million hours on Girl Scout cookies.
The app allows the community of those who live with food allergies to share their experiences across the globe and make the world a more safe and navigable place. While most everyone can identify with exercising caution in certain situations, Holdquist says living with a food allergy means staying on constant alert.
It's a lot of time, and it's more than just the time, which is really the problem we're trying to solve. There's an emotional component to it, and I really try to stay in the place where I'm extremely positive, but if I want to give insight into it, you become someone who's just constantly scanning for the enemy.
Holdquist says the information is out there to check for allergens, but everyone is doing this research on their own. Spoken is a way to bring all of the information to one convenient platform.
If everyone just shared five things and then one platform in the one place, instead of going to so many fragmented resources and taking multiple steps, we are all recreating the wheel. So if I could just build something where everybody could share, we'd have 75 million data points.
But Spoken isn't only for people who have food allergies. The app also caters to those who, for one reason or another, have to be cautious about bringing allergens into their home or workplace.
There's like this massive shadow market of people who do want to help people with food allergies and they want to do the right thing. And then in my daughter's school, there's 23 kids in her class, plus her teacher, that are actually impacted and trying to make safe choices. So there's this like huge shadow market of people who are finding or learning about us and they're wanting to use the tools to evaluate if things are safe.
Holquist says that Spoken is here to help people feel safe and less restricted, to enjoy simple pleasures and to open themselves up to new opportunities without worrying about their allergies.
That is literally the highlight of our day when we get an email from someone saying things like, and this is true, that someone ate ice cream for the very first time because of a product they saw on our app, or it opened up this idea that they thought that they could never do, like travel outside the country or have a bagel for the first time. Someone with a sesame allergy, that's really tough.
For those who live without food allergies, it may be difficult to imagine what it's like. The daily struggle of wondering if what you're eating is safe is a reality many people face. Susie Holdquist and her team at Spoken continue to work to make the lives of those living with food allergies a little safer every day. I'm Lizzie Roars for NPR Illinois.